Well, we received some information yesterday, and we considered that information to be credible. And from that, we have put in a response. And it's fair to say it's very much business as usual for us. As it was yesterday and last night, it continues today. So our officers continue to answer 3-9's calls to the public. We continue to patrol. We continue to safeguard children, and we continue to investigate serious crime as we would do on any normal Tuesday morning.
The fact that you've released this to the public, because I'm sure threats and messages come in all the time to West Midlands Police, but the fact that you've made this public, should we be worried?
Well, I think it's really important to say there is no threat to the public, and there never has been at any time. The information related to police officers and staff, and that's why I took action last night to ensure the safety of our staff.
We've been told, and sources have told us, that it's a threat to kidnap and kill a police officer. Is there any truth in that?
Well, obviously, the information is subject to an ongoing investigation by officers from our counter-terrorism unit. Because of that, I'm not in a position where I can comment around the detail of the particular circumstances of the investigation.
In terms of then the, because I know there was a briefing with police officers, what have you told them?
Well, the information that we gave police officers last night was in relation to their security, and it's a reiteration of a message that they received in October and November in relation to their general security around travelling to and from work and how they do that, and also the security of police stations.
So it's an ongoing reminder?
Yeah, you'll be aware the security threat level was increased to severe back in October. We briefed our officers then. In relation to the information we received yesterday, we took the opportunity to retain some of our late shift officers on duty a bit later and brought some of our night shift officers on a bit earlier. That enabled us then to reinforce that briefing and the requirement need for them to continue to be vigilant in their duties.
And is this a message across the board for the whole force, including PCSOs, people like that?
Yeah, it's a reiteration of that message, and it absolutely applies to all of our police officers and staff, and indeed the public as well. We need the support of the public in performing our policing duties. We ask our police officers to do, at times, very difficult and demanding things to protect the public, and we continue to do that. It continues to be business as usual for us. We will continue to respond in the same way we would do on any other Tuesday morning.
The fact that, you know, we have heard of threats like this, and extremist groups and people like that have made it aware that they would target at members of the armed forces. We know about Lee Rigby, and obviously they would, I guess, like to target police officers. People will inevitably come to those conclusions. What would you say to people who either are speculating or scaremongering?
Well, the national threat level, as I said, remains at severe. From our perspective, there is no threat to the members of the public. The information we received was specific to police officers and police staff. We do require them to continue to be vigilant, and we do want to continue to deliver business as usual, and that's exactly what we'll do.
And last week we saw a gentleman, Yusuf Sarwar. He was jailed for 13 years for going to fight in Syria. He pleaded guilty to the terrorism offences. Another man was jailed. Has that increased tensions at all recently? Is this any connection with where this information has come from, or is it completely unrelated?
Well, as I said, this is subject to an ongoing investigation, so I won't comment on the specifics of it. But what I will say is that we do rely heavily on the support of the public in delivering our policing duty. We enjoy that support, and we get excellent support and information from the public. We want them to be vigilant, and our officers will also remain vigilant as we continue to deliver business as usual across the West Midlands.
Yeah, I have to say I have walked over to here from the other side of Birmingham city centre. Felt safe. People are going about their Christmas shopping, going to the German market. So like you say, people shouldn't be worried.
No, they should absolutely carry around their business as usual. It's really important for us to reiterate that at no point was there ever any threat to any members of the public in relation to the information we received yesterday. We have given our officers a briefing to ensure that their ongoing safety takes place. I took that decision to bring our officers last night, bring that information to their attention, and we did that whilst we continued business as usual and patrolling across the West Midlands.
And just finally, are the officers okay? What's morale like amongst them? Are they nervous at all about this information?
Well, obviously, we treat any information around security of our officers, as do they, with a great degree of severity and concern. So they will be concerned. But it's fair to say as well, we have excellent officers and staff across the West Midlands who, day in, day out, put their lives in danger to protect the public. That's something that we accept as part of our role, and that's something that we know our officers will continue to do as we go about our business on a day-to-day basis.